Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Idiot Sandwich 100 Plus Recipes to Elevate Your Sandwich Game is a sandwich-focused cookbook tied to the viral Idiot Sandwich meme and the related online cooking entertainment universe associated with Gordon Ramsay. Developed and curated by Ramsay and written with cookbook author and culinary producer Courtney McBroom, the book positions sandwiches as a flexible format rather than a narrow category. Its core promise is approachability, the idea that anything can be a sandwich, and that home cooks can reliably build satisfying results with clear guidance. Alongside more than 100 recipes, it includes practical setup material that helps readers stock a sandwich-friendly pantry, understand bread choices, and use common kitchen tools effectively. The collection highlights a wide range of flavor profiles, from comfort food classics to more globally inspired combinations. And it is organized to make it easy to find options suitable for different times of day, including sweet sandwich-style treats. The overall aim is to help readers make sandwiches that feel intentional, bold, and fun rather than improvised. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sandwiches as a format, anything can be a sandwich. A defining theme of Idiot Sandwich is the reframing of the sandwich from a fixed set of classics into a broad format that can carry many cuisines, textures, and meal types. The book leans into the idea that the sandwich is not just a lunch default, but a practical structure for creativity, a base, a filling, and the seasoning and sauce choices that tie everything together. This mindset is useful because it gives cooks permission to improvise while still aiming for balance. Instead of treating a sandwich as leftovers between bread, the book encourages thinking in layers, crunchy elements against creamy ones, rich components cut by acid, and a clear role for heat and seasoning. This format-based approach also helps explain why the recipes can range from comfort food builds to international mashups without feeling random. After do, by emphasizing that the method matters as much as the specific ingredients, the book becomes a springboard for developing your own combinations, not only a list of fixed recipes. That makes it appealing for home cooks who want repeatable principles while still having room to play. Secondly, back to basics foundations, pantry staples, breads, and tools beyond recipes, the book highlights preparation as a key to better sandwiches. Its back-to-basics material focuses on the practical building blocks that make sandwich making faster and more consistent: a well-chosen pantry, a sense of which breads suit which fillings, and a short list of equipment that improves results. The guidance is positioned for everyday kitchens rather than professional ones, but it still nods to tools that can make a noticeable difference, such as slicers for uniform prep, mallets for evening out proteins, or mixers for spreads and fillings. This focus matters because sandwiches often fail at the details: bland seasoning, soggy bread, uneven slicing, or fillings that slide apart. By treating bread as an ingredient with its own properties, and by promoting smart prep, the book supports more reliable outcomes even for beginners. It also helps readers understand that elevating a sandwich does not always require rare ingredients. Often it is a better spread, a sharper pickle, properly prepared components, and the right bread choice. The net effect is to turn sandwich making into a repeatable skill rather than a one-off effort. Thirdly, morning, noon, and night sandwiches for every part of the day. Idiot Sandwich is organized to make sandwiches feel like an all-day option rather than a single category reserved for lunch. By presenting sections that cover different times of day, the book implicitly teaches that the same core skills can adapt to different needs: speed and energy for breakfast, portability for midday meals, and heartier, more dinner-like builds for the evening. This structure is helpful for readers who cook for real schedules, because it frames sandwiches as practical solutions: a fast breakfast that still feels substantial, a lunch that does not taste repetitive, or a dinner sandwich that can replace a plated meal. It also encourages readers to think about what changes across the day. Breakfast sandwiches might emphasize eggs, breakfast meats, or sweet and savory contrasts. Lunch sandwiches often prioritize ease of assembly and strong condiments. Dinner sandwiches can justify more involved proteins, richer sauces, or hot-pressed preparations. The organization does not just categorize recipes, it sets expectations about portion, richness, and preparation time. For home cooks, that makes the book easier to use repeatedly, not only as inspiration, but as a planning tool for weeknight meals and casual entertaining. Fourthly, global and playful flavor combinations, from comfort food to showstoppers. A major draw of the book is its variety, with recipes that blend familiar comfort food instincts with bolder or more international influences. Public descriptions highlight examples that suggest a wide spread of styles, including versions inspired by regional American sandwiches, British comfort food, Italian flavors, and more inventive hybrids. This range fits the book's bigger point: sandwich excellence can come from many culinary traditions, and the format is well suited to borrowing techniques and flavor ideas across cuisines. The playful tone also matters, Because the book is tied to a meme-driven brand identity, it aims to lower intimidation and make experimentation feel safe. That can be especially effective for readers who want to try new ingredients or flavor combinations, but do not want a cookbook that feels overly formal. The best practical takeaway from this topic is learning how to translate a dish concept into a sandwich that eats well. That includes choosing a bread that matches the filling, controlling moisture, and building in textural contrast. Even when recipes are more elaborate, the through line is that the end result should be craveable, bold, and structurally sound. Lastly, sweet sandwiches and the idea of dessert between bread. While many sandwich books stay firmly in savory territory, Idiot Sandwich explicitly makes room for sweet sandwich-style treats. This is more than a novelty chapter. It reinforces the central argument that the sandwich is a flexible structure, not a strict genre. By including dessert-oriented builds, the book prompts readers to think about the same fundamentals in a different context, such as how to create contrast between crisp and soft textures, how to manage sweetness so it does not become flat, and how to use spreads or creams to bind components without making them messy. For readers, sweet sandwiches also broaden when the book is useful. It becomes relevant for parties, kid-friendly cooking, and casual entertaining where a sweet handheld option can feel fun and shareable. The inclusion of sweets also aligns with the book's irreverent, accessible voice. It treats creativity as part of the point, not a deviation from seriousness. Importantly, framing sweets as sandwiches can help home cooks recognize patterns that carry over to savory cooking, like using a bright element to cut richness or adding a crunchy layer for interest. It is a reminder that strong sandwiches rely on balance, regardless of whether the flavors lean savory or sweet. In conclusion, Idiot Sandwich 100 Plus Recipes to Elevate Your Sandwich Game is best for home cooks who want more range and confidence in a category they already rely on, fans of Gordon Ramsay. The broader Idiot Sandwich internet culture and social media-driven food creators will likely enjoy the tone and the sense of playful ambition. But the book also serves readers who simply need dependable ideas for breakfast, lunch, and quick dinners. The practical benefit is twofold. First, it offers a large recipe pool that can break routine and make sandwiches feel worth cooking rather than merely assembling. Second, it supports skill building through its emphasis on basics, how to stock the right staples, make smart bread choices, and use simple tools to improve prep and consistency. Compared to many sandwich cookbooks that focus narrowly on deli classics or regional standards, this one stands out through its modern positioning, broad flavor palette, and explicit encouragement to treat sandwich making as a creative craft. The result is a cookbook that can function as an idea generator and as a reference for building better sandwiches from whatever you have on hand. If you want sandwiches that taste deliberate, travel well, and feel a little surprising, it is a strong fit. If you would like to support Idiot Sandwich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.